everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Lynn Miller, intuitive medium. You may have seen me over the years on a few different media outlets. One of my favorite was the CBS radio show I used to do called Zodiac Girls. We took callers every week. Never a dull moment on that show, for sure. I've been doing this work well over 30 years. Those of you that know me know I work on higher paths. I use a lot of vibrational work, but I get very specific information. I'm known for getting names and dates, so I can kind of clarify what's coming in your future path so you can better navigate it. So I urge anybody out there, you know, only through Blog Talk Radio, I give a discount, $50 off any one of my sessions. Definitely get a lot more out of it. Like I said, I'm known for being very specific. I can help alter your path if you have a decision you're about to make or some life-changing event. It's always good to check in with me. So I'm coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. A little bit of news about me. I'm going to be relocating. I'm heading down to Boca Raton in a month. Major, major change for me. So that's going to be a little bit of a culture shock, I think. I've been in Los Angeles 28 years. And, of course, I'm going right in the middle of summer. So, yeah, heat and humidity, here I come. Anyways, what else can I tell you? It's been an interesting year, you know, with COVID and everything that's gone on. I've had a lot of clients call me up, and they just feel really stagnant, which is understandable. The energy is moving a lot more slowly. But the good news is it's definitely opening up. I mean, as the protocols become more lenient and we move towards, you know, more vaccinations and so forth, things are opening up. The energy is flowing again. So don't be disappointed if you've noticed that things haven't quite gone your way in the last year. But shake things up a bit. That's always the best way to change the energy, is step out of yourself, try something new. You know, if you just feel like you're stuck, a lot of times energy, like anything else, can really get stuck. And in order to alter that, you take an alternative action, maybe try something you wouldn't usually try. If you're single, you know, attempt to go on a dating site. I know how hard they are. I know how difficult it is to navigate, but it's so important to kind of create that energy, you know, put it out there and manifest it. I'm going to be getting to some questions in a little bit. Please keep it to one question. Again, if you want something more in-depth, contact me privately. My email's on there as well as my website, and I'm sure you won't be disappointed. I have the same clients for 20 years plus. I mean, they keep coming and coming to me, so reoccurring clients. So I urge you to kind of, if you're looking for a change or some answers, definitely reach out to me. What else can I say before I get to the questions? Yeah, it's been an interesting time. I mean, so don't beat yourself up. Don't get too down on yourself. You know, especially I tend to excel in business and work arenas, and a lot of people have lost their jobs. I mean, it's just been the nature of the environment lately. And they're looking for new work opportunities. I really excel in that area. So I urge you again to reach out to me. I'm going to get to the callers again. Keep it to one question, and we'll go from there. Let me get to the first caller. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi,
thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, who am I speaking with? What's your name?
My name is Catherine.
Okay, and Catherine, tell me your date of birth.
Do you need the year as well, or just the month? Okay, June 26th. And
19 what?
75.
June 26th. Okay, I feel like, I don't know what your question is, but it feels like you're going through some changes.
It certainly feels that way. my question's about work. I'm wondering if I'll get a contract put in place between myself and either David, Joe, or Jordan. I'm
David.
Waiting on
his David for sure. It's so funny you said that. I was picking up that name before I even jumped on the show. Strong energy around David. There will be a contract or some formal signing of something. I'm looking at mid-June.
Oh.
Yeah, it feels like the energy really moves forward with it. There's a good positive shift coming for you. What was the other names you mentioned?
One is a gentleman, Joe. I'm dealing with two Joes, actually, but one of them I've kind of already weeded out, so I'll just say his last initial starts with the letter O. And the other, yes, sir.
No, I was going to say Joe is going to lead you to something else. There's like a connection coming through him. I don't know that he'll necessarily be involved, but there's some sort of introduction.
Huh.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm also looking at something online being redone. Are you currently revamping a website or doing something technical?
Yes, I was thinking of doing that, yes, of revamping my website.
Yeah, that's important to do, and a good month to do it would be July or August.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, and also look out for the name Stephen, okay? There's the name Stephen around.
Wow. You're giving me the chills. There's a Stephen connected to David.
Okay, yeah, David definitely has the strongest energy. And as well as this name, Stephen. So it looks like things are turning around and moving forward for you. And literally I'm looking at like July 16th is the shift for you energetically. So keep on the path you're on. And if you ever want a private session, reach out to me. I'd love to go more in depth.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Many blessings. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's so funny. I was literally focused on the name David before I started the show. I'm like, somebody wants to talk about a David. So, okay, let's go to this area code, 347. I don't know where that is. I should. Hello there.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Tanika.
Tanika, where are you calling me from? Where's 347?
It's from New York. I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
Oh, okay. When's your birthday, Tanika?
It's September 3rd, 1978.
Okay, what's your question today? I feel like you've got a decision to make.
Yeah, I'm going through a lot. I want to move because where I live is not healthy for me anymore. I was looking to see if I should move to Florida to live with my older sister who just moved down there with her husband to see if I could get on my feet, if that would be positive for me or not, or... because I've tried to move where I live and it's too expensive. And also with love, you know, I want to be in love in a relationship. Someone I care about has come back recently, but but I don't know if things are going to pan out, like, in the proper way with him, you know, if he's serious
okay.
about me or, you know.
You definitely came. I started the show. I'm moving to Florida, so I'm all about. I think that is a completely positive shift for you. I think that is going to change the dynamic of things to come in the future for you, including relationships. As far as the relationship you just connected with, I'm not getting a green light on that. I'm not getting that is your end-all, be-all. There's a reason you guys didn't work before, and it feels like that reason is still prevalent. So, but I am getting a very positive energy about you moving to Florida. It's the best move you can make. And there's going to be a strong relationship for you that will happen 5 months after you move there.
Does it help if I tell you the name of the guy and do you see when I'll be moving?
Yeah. Tell me his first name.
His first name is Frank, like the hot dog. And I know his birth date and all that too.
When's his birth date?
It's October. No, he's actually Scorpio. It's October 28th, 1976. We were involved before.
Yeah, I get that you were involved. It feels to me I'm just not, the vibrations aren't aligned for me. I feel like you guys are good for a certain period of time and then he backs away. There's something around a commitment issue with him or some past sort of, I don't know, for lack of a better word, baggage, if you will. It's just your vibrations are not aligned. You've got a much higher vibration. So does he come in really strong and then sort of disappear sometimes?
Yeah, he does. And so the last time I kind of left him alone because he knows, you know, I'm a relationship kind of girl. He knows that I want the real thing. So I was surprised that he kind of came back because he knows what I'm about and he's come back. So the last time I'm the one that backed away because I felt like, yeah, he wasn't letting me in, you know. So I left him alone like around January and now he's come back and he knows exactly like what I'm about, you know. He knows, like,
right.
How I feel about him and everything.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's not your future soulmate. Your future soulmate you haven't met yet, but I can tell you that the most positive thing you can do is take this move, and this move will happen within 5 months. And there's a strong relationship for you in Florida that leads to marriage. And it's a soulmate. So I hope that helps.
I was just going to ask if you ever see me having children.
I do. I see two children. I mean, it's going to be like a whirlwind romance when you meet your soulmate. And it's definitely coming after you create the energy shift and move to Florida. Your
okay.
guy is down there. I mean, he's definitely around, and it feels like it's sort of the next door that you're entering will be about partnership, lifelong commitment, and children.
Yeah.
So I know it's not what you wanted to hear with Frank, so I apologize for that, but I always say it like I feel it, so... I just think that if you were to continue with Frank, his energy is just back and forth. It's not 100%, and there would be some hurt in the long run.
Yeah, I was hoping he, you know, wised up by now.
Yeah, unfortunately, he kind of reverts back. He's not quite there yet. That's why the timing is off. And you've got a guy waiting for you that's like a really high vibration, a really good relationship. I mean, he's going to be super supportive. He's very successful. His name could be start with a B, like Brian. I'm not quite sure, but the name Brian comes through pretty strongly. And you will meet him in Florida, and do the Florida trip. It's a really positive change for you.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a way to do it because I need somewhere to live. I need somewhere to work. My father thinks I should enroll in school there for something, but, you know, how would he even get to the school? I don't even own a car. It's just, like, a lot. Like, you know, that's probably why you picked up on decisions to make when I first got on the phone with you, because I don't have it all set at all. Like, I'm not sure where I'll live. I'm not sure how I'll pay to live, where I'll work. I need a car, like, you know, need a career. It's just a lot. Like, it's a lot.
It's a lot. It really is a lot, but you'll figure it out. And the thing is, the energy is really good for you there, so things will just kind of fall into place. Like, you may not have a car initially, but stay with relatives if you can. That's the best move. I do see you taking some classes, but the car and everything else, the work will definitely fall into place. So you, at some point, I feel like you need to take a leap of faith and go for it. So I hope that helps. Stay in touch with me, and if you ever want a private session, I'd love to go in depth.
Yeah, I would love to talk to you privately. I've been crying each morning for who knows many reasons to do with this, including Frank. So I would love to talk to you again soon privately, for sure.
Yeah,
so
keep me posted, and best of luck to you. All right, sweetie.
Thank you so much. I'll keep listening.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye. Yeah, sometimes making life changes like that are very, very difficult. I know personally, as I'm moving, like I said, next month, and I've been in LA 28 years, and it's huge for me. It's like taking a leap of faith and changing the energy up. LA has been kind of stagnant for me for a number of years. I've just sort of outgrown it, I thought, taking a new direction. Now, I don't know if I just got another 347 number or that's the same caller. Anyways, I'm going to go with this caller up here. Hi there, this is Lynn. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
My name is Maria. Yeah, I call it from New York.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
Fine. How are you? I got a question. It's in mind. You see, I'm going to get a soon, it's going to be really good settlement. I'm going to go in Italy to buy property near the water. You can see that?
There's definitely something around money coming for you.
Right.
I'm looking at the end of July, August. There could be a slight delay, but I'm definitely looking at money coming and buying something. Yes, absolutely.
Buy a property. I want to buy a property in Italy near the water. I want to go there.
Absolutely. There's a big life change coming for you, moving forward, new adventure. I have to ask you, is there the name France, an F initial around you? Like Frank or Francis or?
My grandpa.
Oh, okay. Has he passed on to the other side?
Yes, long time ago.
Oh, okay. The energy is just really strong around you. There's a lot of good energy and sort of good vibrations that he sort of brings your way. I feel like you're somebody that always pulls through adversities. You always come out the other side. So that's
my husband passed away too.
Yeah, you don't give up easily. You're very, very driven. When's your birthday?
May 15, just a person. May 15, 1940. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday. Yeah, that's Taurus. That's a lot of material wealth. Tauruses are generally really good with money. And there is money coming your way, so I hope that helps.
So you see me, I'm going to buy a property near the water in Italy, you say, right?
Yes, definitely near a body of water. It feels like south a little bit to me.
Yes.
It's beautiful. Yeah, I definitely see that happening. 2022 is going to be a different year for you. There's a lot going on. There's new adventures.
Thank you. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Are you giving a message to the other side too? You see my husband having a message for me, please? See, you can do it, please.
For what? Your husband, did you say?
Yes, please.
Oh,
appreciate it.
Well, he's got, he's pulling through something. Did he have some health issues?
Yes.
Yeah, he's coming through them. He'll be okay. So don't be too concerned about that. There's a positive shift coming for him and good energy.
Thank you. God bless
you. You're welcome. Have a great rest of your day, Maria.
Thank you very, very much. God bless. Maybe I call another time. It's not mine, all right?
Okay. Take care. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye. Yeah, a house in Italy. That sounds beautiful. Wow. I was in Italy in, God, when was it? 1999, I think. What a spiritual place completely. Just so relaxing and nice place to retire as well. I hear they're selling homes there. You can buy them for $1, but it costs about $3,000 to $5,000 to have them renovated. But still, where else in the world can you do that? I mean, there's a few different locations actually in the world that are offering sort of deals like that, but I read about a little village in Italy, and it was just lovely. All right, I'm going to try this new caller. I don't know if I've already spoken. Let me.
Hello.
Hi,
there.
This is Tamika.
I called back in to listen.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got a few. There's no other callers, so if you have another question for me, we can go over something if you like.
I guess if you... What is the deal with Frank? I guess I would like to hear a little bit more about him. Like, what's wrong with him? You know, is it that he doesn't care about me enough? And he's meant to be with somebody else?
He's a little bit detached. It's his personality. There's a little bit of detachment. I would go to his relationship with his father. It feels like there's something a little bit strenuous there. Some prevents him from emotionally connecting 100%. So don't think it's anything that you've done. I mean, it's not anything directly. It's just pretty much his karma. Like, he's got a karmic path where he needs to grow up a little bit more and be more responsible.
Yeah.
It'll naturally evolve for him, but it's going to take him a good 3 to 4 years to get there. So in that respect, I feel like the timing is just off between you two, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. And so he's back right now just to play games with me.
Well, I don't think he intentionally, I mean, he's not doing anything maliciously or intentionally to hurt you. It's just kind of who he is. Like, he's back right now, and he'll be in strong for about a month and a half. And then after a month and a half, he kind of disappears again, and you're kind of left wondering what happened. So it's just this back and forth energy, and I just don't want to see you have to go through something longer than you need to, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of what happened before. Yesterday I spoke to him about me possibly moving, and he was, like, being detached. Like, if I move away, will it even make a difference to him? Like,
yeah, he definitely, don't get me wrong, he definitely has feelings for you. I mean, he definitely likes you. He cares about you. He has feelings. But I'm just looking at him as a person, and energetically, like, his personality is lacking a little bit. He's just got some life lessons he's got to go through with relationships. He's going to get involved with a woman that's a little bit crazy. So this is what he's got coming. But it's a life lesson for him and a thing he needs to experience.
Wow. That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah.
And it's too bad because I'm not crazy, you know. I treat him really nice.
Yeah, no, I know. Trust me, your guy is out there and it's a really high vibration. I mean, you're going to be so happy that you moved on. And again, go figure out a way to go to Florida. Like, it will all work out. Put your thinking cap on and figure out how can you make it happen. Stay with relatives. You'll find a job within like 2 months of moving there. It feels like it goes pretty rapidly. And you'll be able to buy a car within 6 months. So
I'm also like a little older, not that older, but I'm 42, and I don't know if like having kids are in the cards for me. At one time I had tried in my 30s, but I don't know, for some reason I just didn't get pregnant. So I didn't know if I'm still going to have that, you know, like have children.
I feel like it is in the cards for you. I feel like you're good till you're about 45 on that front, 46 even. So I do sort of feel this child energy, and it's going to happen with the next man that you're with.
Okay. That's positive.
Yeah, no, that's super positive. And I think, I mean, it's really going to change your life. Like, moving to Florida is the best shift you can take. I can't stress it enough. It feels like your time has kind of run out where you are. The energy isn't really flowing. And you'll have a complete shift. So it's super positive. So figure it out.
I know, I've been trying, like, I've been looking to see, like my father, he thinks I should go into, like, baking and pastry management, like, baking, learning to bake, like, you know, bake goods and sell them, like, cupcakes or something like that, because one of my cousins does that, and he sees us really successful for her, so he thought maybe I should go into something like that. So I was, like, looking for school for that in Florida, but you need to be a citizen there for, like, 12 months to even apply for their tuition, and my past
you'll go the show's about to end, so I've got to kind of bounce, but you'll go into something that has to do with hospitality, customer service, hospitality. Well, sweetie, I've got to end the show now, so thank you again, and I wish you the best.
Thank you so much. I'll be in touch.
Okay, stay in touch. Bye. All right, well, that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to all the callers that called in. And again, I can't urge you enough, come to me privately. Take advantage of my special. I don't offer it anywhere else. And my clients like to take notes, and I go really in-depth, and it makes a difference. It really does. So if those of you that called in just want to keep in touch, feel free to email me and update. And God bless everyone and have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.